Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
And that's Good Morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. in the morning, 8:55 on the a.m. dial, 3CR Community Radio. God, love 3CR Community Radio. And we've got the full gang here. We've got young Campo down the end.
Good morning, Gorilla. Good morning, the rest of the gang.
We've got 1.5 and threes listeners next year.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
And we've got What is he? The wooden parrot or something?
The wooden
parrot.
The wood parrot.
Morning
the
wood crew. Pecker. Morning crew.
The wooden parrot.
All right. We're in all fine form, as you can hear this morning. It'll start off like that, but we don't kill each other before the end of the show. But anyway, and it's been a busy week for us, hasn't it, lads? It's been a bit going on. And I'd be sad. We don't do not much international
correspondence,
because we're running out of good correspondence, aren't we? Because we had to sack the draft bloke that absolutely let us down.
We haven't actually got to the draft. That was the last day of the draft.
He said, "I've had this."
I'm
shit.
Over this.
Last day. We had to put up with all. But we have got a great overseas correspondent, and that's the wooden ferret.
Hey, what have I done?
Well, you're the correspondent for Albo and Trump. Great
meeting. Oh, yeah, they had a great meeting, didn't they?
it was a bit
frosty with old Rudd, wasn't he? He didn't like Rudd.
Yeah, he called Rudd the dud.
Rudd the dud. Because Rudd had a go at him a few years back, called him a clown, a circus clown or something.
Well, he's a good judge, isn't he? Yeah. You've got to say Trump is a good judge. You know.
He just smashed him back, didn't he? Oh, well, I don't like you either.
What?
I don't think you'll be the ambassador for long. Oh, yeah, you won't be the ambassador for long.
What did he say? Submarines, what are submarines? Oh, yes, we're here for the submarines. Yeah. He wouldn't have known what he was doing.
I tell you what, the best bit was, we've got a deal. What's in the deal? Well, we don't really know, but we're going to sign it anyway.
Apparently it's brilliant. I don't know who for, us or them.
Yeah, submarine, need a lot of getting the ride. Yeah. The dealer reckon.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be the first one test riding the old submarines, would you?
Oh no way! They're nuke subs too.
Australia needs a lot of planes. A lot of planes.
Yeah, so, we'll give you some planes at a very inflated price.
So we're back in town, aren't we? Because Trumpy loves us. You know, loves Elbo. He's the only one who does. Elbo had to go all the way over the other side of the world to get someone, find someone who fucking likes him.
It was just a publicity stunt, anyway.
Of course it was.
Isn't Trump? He's putting himself up for a Nobel Peace Prize.
See, when Putin rolled up, they had all the army there, planes flying overhead, and that Rudd. I mean, what's his name? Elbo rolls up. One bloke comes out with an umbrella to get him off the plane.
And the Boy Scouts.
Yeah,
the Boy Scouts, each side. Nothing wrong with the Boy Scouts.
That's what he thinks of us.
So, that's our international little part for the day, mate.
Didn't know I was doing that.
No, you didn't know.
There you go. More of your portfolio.
Yeah.
Another one. Well, we can look at all those portfolios. And look, And the reason we're up and about and up on our toes this morning, the concrete gang, because we're looking forward for the RDO weekend next bloody weekend, nice, boys. Mate.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, no, we look forward to those.
RDO.
Know? And then we move into a...
RDO.
RDO, long weekend.
The Melbourne Cup.
And we've got the big... Next week, we've got to listen because you've got the big announcement, the Gorillas tips.
Well, you know, well, we've got to be careful. But look, we'll have to look at that because if we're going to do that...
Bet responsibly.
Good chances, you're about to lose.
You've lost.
Nah, because we can't be tipping too far out. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You could have an earthquake in between that, you know.
Yeah. It sounds like a piss week excuse, though.
Well, what happened to Geelong the other day? Yeah, the storm.
I got canned.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they said? Their excuse was, they're like, why did you go ahead when you knew it was going to rain? He's like, well, I thought we would have got most of the races in before the rain came. It says, so you knew it was coming. Wouldn't that be the Geelong Cup be the worst of the weather? He goes, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Maybe they should build a roof over it.
A different dangle.
I read in a class, there was one bird outside a tent all done up and a hairpiece was blowing over on its side and the dress is up around her ears. She goes, oh, I can't believe they've cancelled. We paid for the, it was $100 a head and the best wine. They want us to go over there and it's only shit wine over there. I mean, I'm thinking, Jesus, they're only probably trying to save your life. There's tents whistling.
Did they get two public holidays? Did they get the public holiday next day as well?
Ooh, I don't know. Anyway, that wasn't too good. So that's the RDO weekend we're looking forward to. And if you are going away, there's the travel insurance, of course.
Only if you're financial.
And I think we're getting our mate in from travel insurance next show, which is people don't realise how good that is. But anyway, unless you've done it, and we've all had, we've all had the experience of using the travel
Someone
insurance.
Someone lost a pair of glasses, never heard the end of it.
Oh, what about that?
He might have lost another pair of glasses.
Oh.
It was about $40. He reckons they were $4,000.
Bought them from the server on the way up there.
Please. Yeah. Phone actually lost them, phone.
We had to stretch him over a 44-gallon drum before he'd go on his head.
It was a rough trip. I got relegated from the front to the back.
Oh, you were
filthy. You were filthy on that. Skinny took over.
All right. Surprised he stayed awake the whole trip. Yeah.
So travel insurance. So you've got to get on board with that because once you sign up as a member of the CFMU, you're entitled to the travel insurance.
Yep.
And if you don't, if you think it's all bullshit, mate, you ring up, they send you a form, you do it on the internet, you just one page,
easy,
and you're done. And, mate, it saves you. If you're going overseas, it'll save you $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah. Even our retired members are still covered.
Oh, mate, they love it. They love it.
And even, like, just going up the Murray or whatever, it's just 250 Ks from home.
From your home.
The other thing, too, is if you are going away, get on it now. Start filling the forms out. Get all your paperwork done while you're fresh on
good
the
board, mate.
And the same with your long service leave.
Get it in.
Yeah, and do it now.
Take the receipt from your sunglasses too with you just in case something happens.
And it covers you and your immediate family as well.
You probably knocked them off, though, good sunnies.
I never saw the sunnies.
No, I know. No one saw it, mate.
You saw it because you were going to be a part of the insurance claim.
We saw nothing. I hear nothing and I know nothing. Colonel Hogan. and we mentioned the long service leave. Yes, we have mentioned that.
Well, just like we said, get your paperwork in because it's a long way out. If you don't do it soon,
don't wait to the cutoff.
So get it in, and you know.
And we're working on, if it's not already done, the calendar on the app.
The app should be updated, and I think the calendar is coming out with the next magazine. So,
And I'd like to send a special cheer out to Lendlease. Their hospitality was second to none. Me and my old mate, 2.5 trees, had to go down there and have a look at all the ideas of pulling this crane down. Very tricky, very tricky. We got there right on time, but they're running a bit late, but there was a nice egg and bacon and hamburgers and hash browns and that. And they said, look, don't wait, they go, can I just have one? And, which we did, but unfortunately, you know, the old 2.5 trees, I think when he was on his fourth, I said, look, mate.
He overindulged a bit.
I said, mate, you possibly just should leave one, they could fight over one, but he was in a feeding frenzy. It was very hard to stop him.
If you snooze, you lose. That's the way
it is. Hey, that's the second time in a couple of weeks. Someone else said that when we were at that pirate spa. Frankie's just in there destroying the buffet.
It was me Saturday. You heard it from me. It was me told you that.
Keep it down, brother.
I've got to say, that pirate spa, they do make a nice triangle sandwich.
The party pies were a big guy.
A triangle sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, when they cut them up with a bit of egg, the lettuce.
Like your grandma used to make.
You can't beat it.
The old egg and mayonnaise. Yeah. They're
simple, and it's such a hearty meal.
I do like a scotch egg too. Curry egg sandwich.
Scotch egg, yes.
You're also forgetting about the hash browns, mate. They were pretty good, weren't they?
The hash, I did mention the hash browns.
You had about 15 of them.
No, I was mowing into them, mate, because I put my arm across and nearly took a lump out of my arm when I was trying to get the last hamburger. But, I thought Frankie had a wandering eye. You know, people have sort of got an eye.
Lazy eye.
You don't know which way it's looking. Because Frank was talking to the boss, and I thought, this is my chance to get the last hamburger. I'm just lying down. And his eye was coming around. He started slewing right with his one eye. And then, boof, you know, on my hand. Oh, Jesus. I said, you know, like, he stopped me from getting the last hamburger. So it was very unchristian.
I was just asserting my dominance.
No, I don't.
So how's the crime going anyway?
Who knows?
Where did you get that?
Where did you get that from? Was it all that war started over the food?
What crane?
Is there a crane on the job?
Yeah, well, apparently.
It's a mobile.
Turned out we're at the wrong job. We're just at some coffee shop.
Free feed.
Actually, we had trouble getting up in the lift too. They had this lift, the old lift in the old building. You know those old little lifts? I'm not slim dusting myself, but you chuck me and old Frankie in the lift, there's not much room for anyone. There was about four people trying to squeeze in this lift.
You wouldn't bother, would you?
No, you wouldn't. Frankie threw his wallet out, it made a bit more room. Cause,
it's at a maximum of eight people or Frank along here. That's it.
Anyway, so I think we steer them through the right direction there.
It's still up, isn't it?
It'll be done soon. Yeah.
They're pulling it down over the RDO.
Hopefully it comes down better.
Maybe we'll go back there for another breakfast to find out if it's done. Hopefully not.
The bloke came in late. He says, I saw him so late, and he's looked down and all the food's gone. Yeah. I said, Frankie, grab them hamburgers out of your pockets. He had two in his pockets as well. Only about the 5 or 8.
Me and Campo didn't get an invite this break, did he?
Yeah. No. Well, Campo's watching his, you know,
I did offer them the crust.
Watching his eyebrows.
Watching his eyebrows.
Hey, nothing wrong with a bit of manscaping.
No. Very nice,
I'm about to go look at getting my nails done. Any recommendations?
It's close to boiling over.
Get my feet done.
Yeah. I think we're getting close to a walkout.
Oh, here we go. All the dirty secrets are coming out now.
Oh, well, to someone. We won't bring that up.
The Bay Street pedicure.
Oh, the Bay, I'll get my feet pedicured. Yeah.
Oh, not that again.
I've made no secret of that.
Do you know what? I don't
wake up yourself.
Did he go back there after the ingrown toe scenario?
Oh, what about that?
Don't bring that up.
He brought the toe up. Yeah. I'm not allowed to talk about it. You blokes aren't letting me talk about it. All right, so we've and there's a bit of doubts to this. Oh no, I can't say that in the running show. You know, a bit of doubts to the sexuality of that person, lady, bloke, or fella, or whatever it was, doing me toe. There's a bit of a doubt about that, but anyway, I've never been the same.
It's been a good show. We've had a good run. We got Dryden's 49 years.
Dryden's birthday.
Mark Dryden,
mate. Long time shoppie. His old man's a long time shoppie. His partner Skies was a shoppie as well.
Mark Dryden. Sorry, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, he's 40. He's turned 40, so happy 40. Birthday.
Happy birthday, brother.
He's got a few greys creeping in now, apparently.
A few greys. So,
why would you bring that up on his birthday? You're a cruel mate.
Just because you haven't got any greys.
No,
I've got no greys.
Or eyebrows. Have you got eyelashes?
I do.
I reckon he does a bit of scab. His eyebrows are pretty
sharp. Yeah.
He won't dry the hair. There's one hand Campbell won't dry the long.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not about us. Come on, let's go.
I'm not taking him in as my support person.
Now, Mark, the boys aren't doing a very good job wishing you a happy birthday. But
happy birthday,
gorilla,
mate. I think he's over in Bali, haven't enjoyed his birthday.
Happy birthday.
A few bing tangs.
You enjoy your birthday, mate, and thanks for being a long-time listener to the Concrete Gang. Join the club because the club is next year. We've got our 50th coming up. We're moving in and getting things all organised already. That's how far ahead we are of the 50th.
Is it definitely the 50th? Have you won this past old mate, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, he'll say next year. No, we've got another year to go just to keep moving.
It's actually 84 years old.
Right. I feel fucking 84 after today, I'll tell
you. Oh, jeez.
Right. That's right. EBAs.
Flying
in.
They're flying.
We'll hit that.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just leave them hanging there
for the truck,
and we'll play a bit of music, and we'll come back with the EBAs. Camp.
Bit of AC/DC. Jailbreak.
Beautiful.
Of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him
There it was, AC/DC, and they're coming to Australia, and I have a guess he's got two tickets, the old soldier.
Old title.
My grandson bought them for me. Now, I need a rule on his six. Is he too young to take
him? Take him, mate.
Well, I'm not getting that feedback from the family, all right? Just let me tell you.
We'll
just kidnap him.
Well, they said, well, who's going to carry you home, Longie? Fair point.
I'd be carried.
I do get excited when the good music's playing, but no, anyway, nice present for my grandson and the family, very good. All right, what have we got? We're going to go back to EBAs.
EBAs. So we've got 800 through, I believe, a bit over 800. We were target 1,000, but a lot of these EBAs we had, there's like companies that, you know,
don't exist,
so we've, you know, cut a few of them out and all that, as you do. So 800 agreements, we're going pretty good, and we'll get more, you know, we're obviously going to push more to get more in as we do, so.
And there's a few we don't want to give agreements to either.
Exactly.
We're not doing the right thing.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you don't pay to it, we're not going to give you one. What's the point? We're not going to pretend. We're not pretending.
Especially when there's enough other good companies that can do the job right. So, you know, that's, I think you've exactly got to earn your EBA a bit, don't you?
And obviously, we're pushing pretty hard with the civil EBA. There's still a few builders trying to play up in that space. Mm. You know what I mean? But, you know, the boys out there are doing
on
the business.
Upside, a lot of the subbies are signed up anyway. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and
well, apparently, some place been big name himself about all the carpenters kept jumping on board. I'd like to know why they weren't on board.
Came to the fold a bit late.
But we, in fairness, some of them cladding mobs, please.
Yeah, we don't. If they're not wage carpenters, they're not getting an agreement. That's the issues we'll find out too.
So just so you know, and a little bit off topic, but with the super, make sure you're getting your super paid on your travel and all that. You know, so you should be. You know, that's been a big thing. A lot of employers aren't including the travel
into
the calculations.
Maybe.
Maybe not down at the ferry terminal on Sorrento. With the bad weather this week, they decided to play up like a real, like an old second-hand whippersnipper. Yeah. So, they don't have undercover walkways to the job from the sheds. They don't have toilets on the job, so they can't really facilitate.
No toilets
in the job, not at the
sheds.
Mate,
well, you didn't probably.
Let me finish.
Just blame yourself.
It's all about you, isn't it, mate?
What kind of shit show you run down there?
Just that one off the pier.
Imagine Frankie. Myself and Simon sorted that one out.
Drag him over.
Your battleship speed suck.
Poor dolphins.
What's that of me, robot?
So, Simon and myself sorted that one out during the week. So,
well done, Simon.
That's been
well done, Simon. Thank God you were there.
Yeah. A bit disappointing, Craig. Craig Gavicol, a bit disappointing.
Yeah, he's
that.
Better than that.
What's this one? I can't read me writing. Someone Doyle.
Oh.
Doyle.
One of our...
Well, who is it?
One of our shoppy,
Robbie
Doyle.
Oh, Robbie Doyle, sorry.
Got himself a new car. Now he's got to fill a jerry can just to get the work, the amount of fuel it's eaten.
Car?
He got himself a new truck.
I think he listened to Stu Cotton a little bit too seriously.
He didn't do a bit of research on the fuel economy on the car.
He went and got a petrol one.
Dog's homes.
Might be getting that car
touchy. Yeah, hang on. This is
touchy.
Special, if you... this is...
Animal Corner by Free Trees.
2.5 trees, Animal Corner.
This didn't come through all of us. This is him. He's on his own here.
We were discussing dogs' homes the other day and how hard it is to get through and get one. And you want to rescue a dog, do the right thing, and they make it so difficult for you. And there's one in Keysborough, an Australian Animal Protection.
He's going to name it.
Going through the process, it's pretty difficult, you know. So I just personally feel that, you know, they're pushing out all these people who want to adopt dogs to puppy farms. So,
Well, what about that dog that council put a dog down and was like 6 weeks or 10 weeks old for bad behaviour? It's only still a puppy.
And it's an outdated method as
well. That's where you would have got no balls from. It's all about bad behaviour.
Yeah. He's toned down a bit.
Wayne Thomas listens to this. He won't be happy with that sort of comment.
Sorry, no balls.
Yeah, so I just think that you get people out there genuinely wanting to adopt a dog and help you know, society. Cause
nah, fair enough.
And then they make it difficult, and they sort of basically are rude to you. They're on a bit of a power trip.
Mom, because you're Irish.
It could be. It's, yeah. it's a very good...
Probably the size. I thought you were going to eat it.
It was even funny the second time.
It was way funny. It was way funny the second time. Way funny.
But he's right. I mean, look, if you can save a poor pup or a kitten or whatever, I mean, it's good. Good. I think everyone should do that instead of buying a,
good fun,
a new
good
bred one. Or...
Especially you see some of what them dogs go through, like that one at Hawthorne, that dog on that balcony. Yeah. Mate, it's terrible.
We don't want to talk about dogs anymore today. We've talked about enough, all right? Mm. Now, what's that say? Can you just tell me what I've written here?
dogs.
Can we get someone?
Kevin Rudd. Oh, Kevin Rudd got a spray by Trump.
That? Yeah, that was the top of the hour, mate. Well done. It was the first thing we spoke about. Yeah, you actually spoke about it yourself.
Well, I think that said hamburgers, but you went early.
Oh, the hamburgers, yeah.
You went early crow with that
I'm
one.
Not going to go over that one again, am
I? You couldn't hold it in
all
anymore.
Right, let's go to Scallywags. Now, we had some Scallywags. We had some weather this week, and apparently Ivan from ID was out just outdoing himself, writing new agreements signed this and
it's
blah,
still,
blah, blah.
It's still going. I've got to catch up with Icon later on today about it.
It's funny, he only picks and chooses one part of the agreement he wants to follow. The rest,
what about you?
They're actually not his crews, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that wouldn't surprise me. And we've got, this is Scallywags, we've got Maben in there.
Yeah.
Obviously, for the.
We're not going to go over the toilets again, but TEC?
Texi, yes. That's a cladding mob. Forging documents about super and all that, so we're lucky we've got the good stewards out there, and we're getting that sorted now. Yes.
All right, Sookies, we're going to have Ivan down. He's doing a bit of sooking about the weather.
It hasn't rained in here long. One day of rain, it's the end of the world.
It's like none of these builders or formwork companies have ever experienced rain.
Happens every time, doesn't it?
Yeah, every time.
All right, so Scallywags, who are we going to give it to?
Ivan.
Sookie.
Ivan.
I go Ivan.
He's got the Quinella.
He's got the Barney Rubble.
The Barney Rubble, the double.
He's got the double.
All right, thanks for listening. We've got a lot of good news coming up soon, some surprises. We've got 50th parties. You know.
Believe it or not, we do have good news coming up.
Do we?
Well, we should tell them now before it goes bad. Hopefully we have anyway. And thanks for your constant support, and we hope we're growing bigger and better. Tell your friends about the Mighty Concrete Gang, because we're moving on. And we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
And if you don't fight,
you lose.
It's good morning for the concrete. We're going out with
Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, please.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.